Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Here's the great revelation. Faith is not only supposed to be in your heart, it's got to be in your mouth. Faith has got to be in your heart and in your mouth. Somebody say, in my heart and in my mouth. He said, it's the word of faith which we preach, that if you will what? Confess with your mouth, being as clear as you can possibly be, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. This is Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23. That whoever will say and not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he will have whatever he says. And then go back to Romans 10, where we were. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth what? The Lord Jesus, or Jesus is Lord, or Jesus is my Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, what? You will have what you say. Jesus will become your Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And you will be saved. Oh, can you see this?
Yes.
You'll be saved. You'll have what you said.
Yes. Glory to God.
This is how you get born again. Yes. And this is how you're supposed to live every day and night after you're born again.
Amen.
By exactly the same principle. You and I needed a miracle. A miracle to miss hell and go to heaven. Our righteousness was completely unacceptable. We could not make ourselves worthy enough. We could not save ourselves. Our spirits were dead and alienated from God. We didn't need healing. Healing wouldn't do it. We needed a recreation miracle of our spirit.
Yes, yes. Amen.
And you've already believed for it. And you've already received it. Anybody in here been born again? Come on, I want to see. Have you been born again?
Yes.
How'd you get born again? You heard. You heard the good news.
Yes.
And you made a decision to believe.
Yes.
That good news.
Yes.
And by faith you received.
Yes. Yes.
That good news. Yes. And you had it in your heart. And you confessed him with your mouth. And you were gloriously born again.
Yes.
A miracle. Yes. Happened inside you.
Yes.
Old things are passed away. All things have become new. You are, come on, say it out loud. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Now, what if somebody was in the service, we had an altar call, and said, do you know the Lord? No. You ever gave your heart to the Lord? No. Well, come on, receive him. I don't think I have enough faith yet. What do you mean? Did you hear the message? Yeah. You think that's right? Yeah. Well, come receive it. I just don't think my faith is there. What do you mean? Did you hear the message? Yes. Will you believe it? Yeah, I might be willing to believe it, okay, but I don't know if I have enough faith. That's deception. That's confusion. If you've heard the message, faith came. What's the only question now? Will you use the faith that just came from hearing that word? Will you act on it? Will you get up? Will you come down? Will you confess out of your mouth, Jesus is my Lord? If you will, that's enough faith to receive one of the biggest miracles you'll ever receive in your existence. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Verse 10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and, somebody say, and with the mouth confession is made unto Salvation, your confession, is how you release the faith. I mean, how are you going to release faith to be born again? There are different actions of faith, but, you know, jumping off a housetop or running around the building or doing a backflip, that's not going to help you be born again. Amen. How do you release that faith? You do it through your words. In James, 2nd chapter, please. James chapter 2. James was talking about faith and patience in this first chapter. And he talked about not being asked in faith and don't be double-minded. And then in the latter part of James 1, he talked about being a doer of the word. Did he change subjects from faith? No, still talking about faith. Being a doer of the word, not a hearer only. And in the second chapter, in verse 14, he says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man says he has faith and have not works? Now, it's been misleading for some people, that word works, because they're thinking about Romans and Galatians and other places where it talks about the works of keeping the law or the works of the flesh, but you don't want to associate it with that. If faith doesn't have an action, is what he's talking about. And you can see that very clearly. Can faith without an action save him? What's the answer? No. Is it possible to have faith and get no results? That's what he's talking about. Verse 15. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say, depart in peace, be warmed and filled. Well, that sounds like a blessing or a faith statement, doesn't it? Be warmed. Be filled. Go in peace. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. You said the Lord dealt with me that you should be warmed and filled. So be warmed and filled. Are they now warmed and filled? No. I really believe you should be warmed and filled. I mean, it's one of the strongest beliefs I have. Are they now warmed and filled?
No.
I really, really believe you should be warmed and filled. He said, you don't give them anything. What does it profit? He's using this as an example. Verse 17, even so, just like that, faith, if it has no action, it's dead, being alone. Is there such a thing as dead faith?
Yes, there is.
Inactive. Faith not acted on.
Yes.
Verse 18. A man may say, you have faith, I have action. Show me your faith without your action. I'll show you my faith by my action. Can you see this?
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. He goes on, verse 20, will you know, O vain man, faith without action is dead. He gives the example of Abraham. He gives the example of Rahab. And he finishes up in 26, as the body without the spirit is what?
Dead.
So faith, just in the same way, faith without works or action is dead also. This has got nothing to do with doing good works to be saved. This has nothing to do with doing works to be justified and accepted of God. That's not what he's talking about. What's he talking about? Faith. And faith has to have an action to release the faith. We know this. With bombs, with rifle or a pistol cartridge. The power is there in the gunpowder. Right?
Yes, sir.
But what has to happen? It's got to be released. Right? Something has to release the power. It's there. It's latent. Can't say it's not there. But unless something releases the power that's in that, it won't propel the bullet out the barrel.
That's right.
And you and I, we've been to church, we've been to meetings, we've seen broadcasts, we've heard sermons. We got some faith in us. We got some gunpowder in us. I said, we do. And I know you got mustard seed gunpowder. I know you do. I think you got more than that. I think you got more than that. Well, is that enough? Well, how much do you need? Mustard seed will rip trees out of the ground. This is potent stuff. What's been the deal? See, Mark 11, 23, put it up on the screen again. Mark 11, 23. Verily I say to you, whosoever shall say, count it out loud, say. Every time you see say, count it. Every time you see believe, say it. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he'll have whatever he saith. He talks three times more about saying than he does believing.
Wow.
Why? Because people are not missing it primarily in the believing part. They're missing it in the releasing part. You know as well as I. Now, you know, around here we make confessions. But visitors come in, it sounds strange to them. He keeps saying, say this, say that. Why would he say all that? Because their whole life, they went to church and did this. But they didn't do this. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Money, come into my life. Satan, I bind you. Fever, be gone in Jesus' name. Growth, I command you to die, dry up, wither away. Be bound, be loosed, go, come, happen. Do most church-going people do that? No. The church has lost it. And it's no accident that the church has lost it, because the enemy has worked overtime to get it away from the church, because he knows if he can get that away from you and you just say, we believe, he'd go, yes, you do, and that's good. But don't do anything. Don't do anything. Don't say anything and don't do anything. Just believe, like a good little believer. And so you got faith, but it is dead.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.